So good evening. Let's call the meeting to order. This is the May 18th, 2020 virtual public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. Annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and a notice of an agenda for this meeting posted on the township website. Bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Do the flag salute, and then we'll do the roll call. Ready? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Good. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Kilduff?
Absent.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Kuchinowski?
Absent. Come on, it's no fun if no one...
John on the phone to do that.
Exactly.
Lazarus, Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Sort of.
Mr. Millay?
Here.
Mr. Shike?
Here.
And Mr. Stang?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman?
Before I kick it off, is there anybody from the public on?
Doesn't appear to be.
Okay. Well, we'll check again, and just let's make sure we're watching the meeting lobby. So the first item we have is meeting minutes, and the minutes for last meeting, April 20, 2020. Were previously distributed by Denise. Does anybody have any questions or concerns on those minutes?
Mr. Millay did send me one correction at the top where the attendance is. I still had Mr. Higgins's name there, so I've made that change.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. Was that Mr. Millay?
Yes.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Shike. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Shike?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. All right, next up, have a resolution for Pearl Developers LLC, Block 89, Lot 4.03, application number PB201807, resolution 20202. This was for an extension of life of the C2 variance approvals from July 16, 2019 to December 13, 2021. Were granted along with preliminary site plan approval as memorialized in Resolution 2018-18. I believe the resolution was distributed by Mr. Drill and Ms. Gallardo. I think she's sharing it right now on the screen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the most recent comment that John shared was from Ms. Kleinhans. There was a correction at the top of page 4. So he asked me to read that into the record. I believe it starts with the sentence, "The board finds the factors that weigh in favor of granting the extension substantially outweigh the factors against the extension." Mm-hmm. Ms. Kleinhans, was that the sentence?
Yeah, right. I just said it should be outweigh instead of outweighs. It's just a minor correction, minor typo. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans. Anybody have anything else on this one?
I think it looks good. Motion to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Glazer. Is there a second?
Lazarus, second.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Shaikh?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We don't have any public hearings. New business, we do have some vouchers. They were distributed previously by Denise and Boxlink. I have reviewed them. I am okay with them. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the vouchers? If not, I'm happy to make the motion, and I ask for a second.
I reviewed them. They look pretty good.
Yep.
Okay.
Was that Mr. Millay? Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Shaikh?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
And I'm checking, there still is no one from the public.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Reports. Shall we do any quick reports? One is council.
I don't know if
you want to give us any update of anything.
A very brief update. Top line information is that we introduced our budget last week, and we anticipate adopting that budget on the 10th of June. The budget calls for an increase in the tax rate of about 2.3% or so. Obviously, we've got the annual increases in salary and what have you as far as general operating expenses. We run a lean ship. There really aren't that many positions that we have to even consider. We're pretty close to full staff at Public Works and the Police Department, but really what's driving the budget this year are reduced revenues. Surplus was down last year, at the end of last year, due to a tax appeal, a tax settlement with Beaverbrook Country Club. So that's the, in a nutshell. And then the other item that we've been on is we're looking to start bringing folks back into the office more regularly starting tomorrow. And Public Works will start working a modified but more full schedule starting next week.
Good.
With all the appropriate safety measures. And
thank you. Ordinance subcommittee. So I'd like this group to kind of kick off if you would. There are a couple of items. The 5G antenna stuff. Denise, you had two or three other ones on there.
Yes, those are urgent items, but just some things that have come up a number of times.
If I recall, that group is Bill Glazer, John Higgins, and Rich Shaikh. I had asked the mayor if he wanted to participate or, you know, defer that, and he was actually, I think he was looking for something to do on this, so he said he'd be willing to. Can I ask three of you, and assuming, Brian, you're okay with that, Bill and Rich and Mr. Higgins to try to coordinate a couple of calls to see if you can pick those items down the road?
Yeah, Denise, what are the other items? Or just send them to us separately, maybe.
Oh, just a couple things. Well, we've had an issue with soil, large amounts of soil on a particular property, but then there were some other soil issues in the township. And the township disturbance and grading ordinance does not give the township the authority to request soil testing. This had been a particular situation. The county health department doesn't require it, nor NJDEP. So something to look at. There was something else regarding the shed ordinance. There was a situation in the past with lean-tos. So the shed ordinance states there's only one shed permitted on a residential lot. It doesn't constitute a shed. The ordinance doesn't speak to that. And there was a third thing. My email. Kevin, do you recall what it was offhand?
Yeah, I'm looking. It's a 5G. I'm going to forward it to the three.
Oh, yeah, the 5G you mentioned.
That'd be great, Kevin.
Shed ordinance, yeah. Soil disturbance, and ground-mounted solars.
And yes, that was the other one.
Oh, that's right. We had that from a long time ago.
Right. Yes. I mean, a lot of these aren't truly urgent, but it's probably worth. And when you guys get together, if something else pops up, feel free. But if you don't mind, I think it would be a good, particularly the antenna stuff. And our John Drill, our attorney, has been out in the forefront of this, so he could be helpful on,
right,
you know, some items to consider.
Yeah, I have the one that he wrote. He wrote one article that he said. Maybe there's more. Yeah, Verizon is saying they're going to spend billions of dollars on 5G this year. Maybe it'll come here, but probably not this year. Maybe next.
And if memory serves, Chairman Samay is something of an expert on the shed ordinance.
Yeah, not really.
And whoever decides, whoever's going to take the lead, I don't know. Do chairperson? Does anyone recall for this subcommittee?
I thought it was John actually, but I might be making that up.
Yeah, he. I don't think he was thinking it was him, but that's right.
Okay. I would suggest, Bill, that regardless of whether or not it's him, maybe it would be best for it to be you.
Okay, I'll coordinate your meeting. And
okay.
If you don't mind, just try to help with Denise. Yeah. You guys can coordinate some things.
Yeah. I'll give Denise a call tomorrow, the next day, and we'll figure out the next steps. And
Yeah. I'll get you WebEx access so that you can set up a meeting whenever it works for you guys.
That'd be great. Good.
Just as you're making some progress, do me a favor. I mean, keep all of us informed, but particularly Brian, and to a lesser extent me, if you need anything. But otherwise, that way have everybody covered.
Of course. Perfect.
Open space. Any update?
No, they're making progress at Windy Acres because Amy keeps posting all the progress.
Yeah, I was on the Environmental Commission call the other week. I know the whole Windy Acres and the potential plan and the pavilion is of big interest to them. You know, I've been suggesting they coordinate with Open Space on that. That's really the update. Obviously, Community Day was canceled and a lot of those activities, but I think the Windy Acres is probably the biggest interest point.
I'd like to ask Acting Mayor Millay real quick. Just I could see that the the July primary will be held, will be sorry, mostly by mail, but there's supposed to be some polling places open, I guess, for everyone. I think we have usually typically 4 or 5 polling places in town. Any idea what's going to be open? Or?
We're not sure yet. Carla briefly mentioned it today when I saw her. I think I haven't, but I understand, having read the executive order from the weekend, we will have at least one polling place, and it sounds like we'll only have one.
Right.
The county, though, has to have, I think the county has to have half the polling places it normally would.
If they've got enough poll workers.
They've got enough poll workers.
Yeah, and I think the polling place, if I read it, Brian, it was unless you're – the only people who use the voting machine are people that can't otherwise vote. If you can vote normally, you have to use a provisional ballot. So it's kind of discouraging people to show up, but you can.
Right. And I'm sure it's going to be a huge cost burden on the County Board of Elections. But
oh, yeah. The mail-in will just cost a fortune.
We will have to determine what location is best suited for a single election point for
polling, but distancing, and
there are probably a couple good options. It's the high school or the middle school, but
The high school, we've been using the district office the last few years for, as a matter of fact.
You might need to use a gym.
It's bigger. It was better, to be honest with you. But they won't care in July because the school isn't in session. The objection was when kids were there, we shouldn't be in the building.
It wouldn't have mattered in June because the kids wouldn't have been there.
Yeah,
that's true, too. You're right.
But yeah, no further information. Probably by the next meeting, if you will.
All right, just curious.
Okay. So that's it for the formal agenda. Does anybody have anything else? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'm sorry, who was that?
It's Bill.
Bill, thank you.
Is there a second?
Lazarus, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All for your service and online attention.
Great.
Good evening.
Good night. Thanks, guys.
Good night.
All right. Take care.
Good night, everybody.